Sachen, kann give us chizik, and kann lernen. I heard a story from a Benjamin Finkel. He's the son of a Bayi Finkel. They call him Benjamin Atzadik in Eretz Yisrael. I heard from him on a tape, but I heard many years ago, and the story must have happened either in the 40s or the 50s. He said about that, my son. The Chaim Kreisler, the Chaim Levracha, used to be Isaac in marrying off Yisaimim and Amonis. I mean, Yisaimim and Yisaimis. He was very Isaac in that. They didn't have money, he wanted to help them, so he was mishtabel for them a lot. He used to go to raise money for them, and he had a lot of hatlacha. One time he had a maisa, he spoke to a gvisa person who was able to afford it, about gvisa yisayma that he wanted to help. And he told him, I want to give you the schus to marry off this yisayma. It's a tremendous mitzvah, and I want to give you the schus that you should pay for the chasana. The person didn't accept it, didn't want to, and he's tainered, Hapshen genug schusim, ich darf nicht mehr schusim. He said, gave a zog like, I don't know. Reb Chaim Kreisberg was very, very bothered, very bothered by the fact that he said it. He couldn't believe that he would say something like that, and it really bothered him. Lemaisa, this was in the times when people were starting to fly on planes. It was very early. It was just in the early time when people started flying. This person had scheduled a flight, a reservation on a flight to go on a business trip. And it seems like they kept on pushing off those days. It wasn't like today, and they kept on being afraid that it might be dangerous to fly. Too many winds, the weather wasn't so good. So they pushed it up one day, 2 days, a few days in a row, and finally one day they said they're going to go. The maestro, they went on the trip, and they did have an accident on the trip, and this Nebuch, this Gevir was killed on that plane. Chaim Kreisberg said like this, Min Astam, we would think, such a story we would think, was an Einish, he didn't want to help, he didn't want to do a mitzvah, he didn't say the right thing, he said the wrong things. That's how we might analyze it. If Chaim Kreisberg said, it's not that way. It's totally the opposite. Totally the opposite. He said like that. He said, in Shemayim, there was a din kasha on this person. For whatever reason, there was a din, they were mishpating him in Shemayim. They were machlit and shemayim to send him another schus that through this schus he should be able to be saved. They were trying to save him. But he paskin himself that he doesn't need schusim. He made a mistake. That was his mistake. And memele he was lacking that schus that he could have had to save him. And he wasn't saved. That's what Chaim Kreisberg said over. The truth is like this. Every person, all of us, have a similar type of Nisayon. We all go through Nisayonus, not the story of the din, that Chalil Machal, but I'm not talking about the din and Shemayim that there was, but we think to ourselves, this person. To us it sounds a little bit ridiculous that he said such a statement. I have enough schusim, I don't, whatever. But the truth is, it's possible that people in their minds are also able to go with such mistakes. Sometimes a person thinks to himself, a person should know that as long as he's alive, as long as we live, as long as we're living, every single second that a person is living in this world, the Banshan gives him more and more and more opportunities and more chusim and more mitzvahs to do. And b'shum oifen sheba'olim, could a person ever think for a second, for a moment, I was a yoytze machayla. I did enough. There's no such a thing. A person shouldn't say, I learned enough, I davened enough. There is no such a mitzvah. As long as a person's alive, he's here for a reason, he's here for a purpose, he's here not just for a purpose, for his opportunity to have chosim to do more. When it comes to ruchnius, you're never allowed to be mistapit b'mu'ud. When it comes to ruchnius, there's no such thing. You're never, ever allowed to be mistapit b'mu'ud. Adrava, Pasuk says, David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Harchev picho v'amal'ehu. Harchev picho, you have to ask for more, want more, do more, reach more. It's not shayach to ever think to ourselves, we did our share. We were yoytza. This, you could say, is v'negei asei tov. When it comes to Sur Meira, it's really exactly the same. David HaMelech tells us in Tehillim, May oivay tchakmeini. May oivay tchakmeini means a person has to learn his chachma, has to learn, has to become a chacham. He should be tchakmeini, may oivay. He should learn from the enemy. He should learn from the enemy. We know the real enemy, the true enemy, is the Yetzer Hara. Chazal tell us, Yetzer Hara is doimel lezvuv. Yetzer Hara is like a fly. A fly never ever gets tired. A fly is never tired. No matter how much you chase away the fly, it doesn't understand, it doesn't make a difference. It'll come back, unless you kill it or you do something else, you chase it out of the room. But a fly always comes back. It's never trying to say we chased away the Yetzer Hara. It's never trying to say we conquered it, we're over with it. The Yetzer Hara comes back and back and back. Comes back in various ways, in different forms. Okay, so so far what I'm saying is that Sai B'negeya Asei Toiv, and Sai B'negeya Sur Meira, a person has to know that as long as he's alive, he is constantly, 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 between the is mamish all the time, able and mechuyev to do more and work harder and get more, and it's not working hard, it's getting more schosim. It's more opportunities that a person has in this world. I heard from Moshe Green Shlita, he said it over from the Chafetz Chaim on the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. I got to look it up, the Chafetz Chaim, and I couldn't find it. He told me where it is, but I didn't find it. But he said over from the Chafetz Chaim, a person should, that the Chafetz Chaim says like this, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, in the end of the second period. Reb Tarfon says, Hayoyim Kotzer, Bamalacha Meruba. The Malacha is very much. Bamalacha Meruba, day is short. Bamalacha Meruba, there's a lot. A lot to do, a lot to do, a lot to do. So he said it from Chofetz Chaim, but really, if Adam Rishon wouldn't have sinned, so really, Adam Rishon would have lived forever. It wouldn't have been Misa. It wouldn't have been the Gzardin of Misa. So that means Adam Rishon would have had children, and the children would have had more children, and the generations would be growing and growing and growing, and it would be, who knows how many people in the world, and he said the Torah, it would have been enough Torah for all the generations to be mechadish more and more and more. He told this to me about 2 weeks ago, a week, 2 weeks ago. He told me over this thing. In other words, the Chofetz Chaim is saying, the Torah is infinite. There is no, Amalacha Meruba, there's no gevul. Torah is beyond anything we can fathom, how much we could learn, how much we could do, how much we could accomplish. Which means that's a tremendous thing. I mean, that so that a person could think, there's a limit I can learn this much, but the truth is, it's not that way. So we understand now that we have to use out every single opportunity we have to learn or to be mekayim mitzvahs. I want to share with you a few words from my grandfather, Reb Reuven Zatzal, that to me, these words give us chizuk straight, should give us chizuk straight through life. We know that the Mesilas Yesharim, everyone knows the Mesilas Yesharim tells us that we're in a constant battle. As long as a person lives in this world, we're in a constant milchama. That's why we all know the lashon of the Mesilas Yesharim, could I to say over, he says, Sama Yakodish Baruch Hu La'odam, Hakodish Baruch Hu put a person b'mokhoim, in a place, sh'rabim bo yamarchikim oisoi mimenu yisbarach. There are many, many things that will distract, will take away our, will distract us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which will be marchik us from him, which, and where other heim heim ataivois, ahamriois, we have different desires in the world. Asher, im yimoshech achareyan, if we go after them, hinei hu misrachik v'hoylech, v'natoiv hu amiti. We constantly, if we go after those desires, so we're being misrachik, we're coming further away from Hashem, from the toiv, he calls it, v'natoiv hu amiti. V'nimtzo, says the Mesilas Yesharim, that we are musam be'emes b'toch ha-melchama ha-chazak. We are in the middle of a melchama as long as we live. Every day that we're alive, we are in the middle of a melchama. And he says, "Ki kol inyanei ha'olam, everything bein l'toiv, bein l'ra, heim nisyonos la'odam. Ha'ani mitzad echad, a poor person has certain nisyonos, whether not to steal or not to cheat and not other things, va'oshim mitzad echad, and richness is the other way around." Okay, so this we know is a famous Mesilas Yesharim, that a person should know he's always in the middle of a war. He's in the middle of the real melchama. Musam, that's what we're here for. We're here to overcome that melchama. So by saying, I want to say over from in the Sifas of Reuven, he says a tremendous thought. Now, he wrote this in, he was Nifter in Tavshin Yud Ches. He was sick for 6 years. Before that, he didn't write it anymore at that point. So he had to write it anywhere before, and it was probably in the 1940s. He wrote what I'm going to say over now. It's just mind-boggling. What a roya es hanoilod at that time he was already then. If you say it today, okay. But he said like this. He said, the Yetzer Hara is misgabra b'chol yoyim. Every single day, the Yetzer Hara, the Gam is Chadish all of B'chol Yom. It's a Gemara in Kedushin that the Yetzer Hara is Mischadish B'chol Yom. Every day, the Yetzer Hara has new tactics, new ideas, new things come out. V'zeh Anuroyim B'chol Adam Prati, we see it in our private life. U'b'yoyis of Oil Maklali, we see it in the general world. That what? Shum Mischadish B'oif and Mavul, the Yetzer Hara is working so strong, Mischadish B'chol Rega. Every minute he has a new idea. Poyeshet Sura, V'loivish Sura, it's all in different ways. One day it looks this way, the next day it looks a different way. The Kimon Shetzarach Lahav B'Yetzer Toiv Al Yetzer Hara. But we're in Melchama, and we have to get the Yetzer Toiv to be stronger than the Yetzer Hara. Im Kain, if so, Hari Vadai, Shekimon Shah Yetzer Hara, we know that the Yetzer Hara B'derech HaResh HaShaloi, is doing so much. He's building new bridges, mesilos habazel, new trains, aviroinim, airplanes, mechoinois, all types of machines. And the Yetzer Hara is working with the swiftness of lightning. I'm not sure how to exactly explain what Reb Reuven meant when he said that all these new bridges and the new trains and the new planes and the new machines is all part of the Yetzer Hara's way of building. I'll leave it to you to explain that. I'm not sure. I don't know exactly what he meant, whether he meant that there are going to be planes and then every yeshiva bachur will come back from yeshiva and see the movies that he wasn't, that a whole man he didn't see, and then suddenly he sees it once on the airplane. I don't know what he meant exactly, but apparently he was saying that all these things he saw then in the 40s already, the Yetzer Hara working so swift. Hari Efshar, where he finishes, it's impossible Shanag B'Yetzer HaToiv, that we could, the Yetzer HaToiv could be stronger if we're going to go slow. Ekib B'Tad Goydel. V'lo Yis Gabriz V'Yis Chachos Klal. If you're not going to be as swift as that Yetzer Hara is, then how could you win the Muhammad? There's a Muhammad there, and we have to know that we have to keep on being mechadish, keep on being mechadish ourselves. He explains it in a minute. I'll say a little more. So he said like this. He says, when a person wakes up in the morning and he sees that he's exactly like yesterday, Veloinus Chadish etz like klum. Because he explains, it's too long to go into all, he's very detailed in this piece, but he explains that a person, the Torah, is constant his chadshus. The Torah is the way, he explains first like this, that every person in his life, where he lives, his body is always renewing itself. He explains it so beautifully. He says the air in the body, the blood in the body, the food in the body, the brain, the veins, everything has to be going in and out, and the way a person lives, his body is constantly renewing itself, constantly pumping, the heart pumping. That's in Gashmius. And in Ruchnius, he says, Torah is the side of the world. It also has to be that way. In Torah, you also have to keep on being Chiddush. And he says, Chiddush doesn't mean only to learn Chiddush Torah. Chiddush means that it should be Chadashim Be'inecha. Every day, it's like a new concept, a new thing. So when he says, when you wake up in the morning and you see that you're like yesterday, you don't feel that you're like a little bit more, so you should be afraid. Think to yourself. You have to run like from a fire. Because if you know the Yetzer Hara is running so fast and chasing us so fast with all the new... This is what he said then. I must probably figure that in one day, today, they come up with more than they came in 10 years then. The schachos that you have today with all the new technology that keeps on changing from day to day, I was probably in one day, in 1 week, you have so much more than there was in 10 years then. What would they made a telephone? But it went slow. But today, the Torah is working so quick. All the technology... It's mind-boggling. And he says that when you wake up in the morning, you should feel like as if there's a fire burning, and you have to run from the Yetzer Hara and come with a new brim to daven, to learn. If you see that in such a light, he says, then you'll do it differently. Because when a person runs from a danger, he gets new kaychas, he gets new power. He has other types of powers. A person sees that, but that it's that way. So he claims like this: if a person measures himself and he sees that in 1 month he's able to learn a certain amount, he has a head and he has a koyach to what he verbally explains. It's not just in learning; it's in everything. It's in yiro. He explains this in the whole piece here. Every day you could steig in your yiro shemayim, and you have to steig in your yiro shemayim. You can't just rely on yesterday. Say, well, I did enough. Yesterday I was such a tzaddik, I'll be the same tzaddik today. That's not sufficient. That's not what's wanted from us. We need to grow and grow and grow. But the Yetzer Hara is also growing and working. And if we don't do that, then we're in a tremendous danger. And if yesterday we had a certain limit, a certain measure of Yirah Shamayim, then today we have to try a step further. He says if a person measures in himself and he sees that he could learn, he could become a gadol, and he doesn't do that, so he says... He's like ma'abid v'hoyu gadol b'yisrael. If a person sees that he could have been mechavin to a k'tois ha'choshen or k'v'eig v'mishnah melech, he's like burning out a piece of the k'tois. If a person sees he could learn 40 daf and he learns 10 daf, so he's like destroying 30. That's what he says. In every way, b'chein v'darkei ha'yira. The same thing in yira. He explains it much more in length with the Rav Akiva. He brings a whole ayah, but there's not the time for it. But then he finishes off and he says, so we have to realize that when you come to learn, or when we come to a mitzvah, when we come to do something, besides the aseh l'charav that's involved, there's also k'nei l'chachavur. One of the ways of Torah is dibuk chaverim. I thought it was so appropriate how he finishes off over here, that tzarech, each one has to be mevater from his kavod and from his ratzon in order to connect himself to a vad of musar, to a chabura of chidush, to a masa umatan b'halacha. And that way, you're able to continue and grow. I was thinking, this concept of the Oidl coming and being a chelik of the yeshiva and when you have free time, whatever, even if it's for a small amount of time, I'm sure it's not for a small amount of time. I know someone who, for example, he has a tainus dibur in a certain time of the year. So, When it's after that time, I once noticed, I didn't happen until, I know the person for a long time, he has a tannis dibur in a certain time. So then I noticed that he doesn't only keep it all the time. All year round, he doesn't speak before davening. He doesn't have Tannus Dibba before davening. I mean, he doesn't have Tannus Dibba all year, but this person never speaks before davening. So I realized that he took that midah of whatever he's worked on in Elul, and he carried it over to more. Okay, you can't do it, or you can't live all your life like that, but before davening, he managed to be able to do it. We can't all do that. But I'm saying, when we come to a concept that we growing, and we want to grow, and we have the musig of doing something good, you have to continue. You have to let it go right to have a hemshach. Like, I started off before, in that story, we all have, to some degree, a little bit that nesoyon of sometimes the Yetzirah works on us and says, you did touch, it was so gewaldig, so now you could rest, or now you could take it easy. As long as you did enough. It's not that way. As long as a person is alive, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending him more and more and more opportunities. It's chusim, it's opportunities to come closer, to fight the Yetzirah off, to be able to overcome all the nesiyonos that the Mesilas Yesharim is talking about, that a person is constantly in any matzav that we are, in any given time, in any given day, wherever we are, we're always confronted with nesiyonos. Sometimes it's from the good, sometimes it's from the bad. And the only way to overcome that is to realize that we're in that Muhammad, to realize that Yetzirah, to realize the enemy, how strong he is, and how tremendous, how he never stood. The Chavis Lubavitch says in a place that the Yetzirah, we sleep, but he doesn't sleep. We have to realize Yetzirah never sleeps by night and by day, and he's constantly working on us. And therefore, we have to try and learn from the Yetzirah how to fight him back, by realizing that as long as we're alive, it's tremendous, constantly, we have to work and realize that it's not that we have to work, it's opportunities, it's chusim that we have as long as a person lives to get closer and closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It gives me tremendous chizik, this whole concept of this, of seeing the statfus, it gives me tremendous chizik. I tell you, I'm in a situation where sometimes we have to go in to raise money for the yeshiva, and I'm so nispoil. I have so much chizuk coming in to see, you know, when you see people that the Messias Nefesh that they have, and the Ava that they have, and because there's so much to learn from everyone, and we're all working together, because Baruch Hu should help, that we should be able to together fight this real Muhammad and win it. I'm Bizarre to Mashiach, that kind of card.